turn off the television set, flick off the lights, grab a friend or someone who won't mind being kidnapped for a bit, and curl up on your favorite carpet with the radio turned on as Distilled Theater Company presents Moving On, a DTC radio comedy, sort of. And now, part 3, New Beginnings.
Fine doesn't really describe anything.
Why not?
Because in this situation, I need some more specifics.
Like what?
I don't know the specifics if I don't know what they are, Kenny. If I did, I wouldn't be asking you.
Fine.
Kenny.
Brooke. What were you asking?
Is the restaurant dressy?
What is dressy in the first place?
Like dress code. Can I wear jeans? Is it topless only?
Like I said, it's fine.
Fine, like fine dining? Or it's a Cracker Barrel where I can get a wheelbarrow full of mashed potatoes?
Just wear that. That's fine.
You just keep shoveling dirt on yourself, don't you?
I swear to God, we were having sex like 5 minutes ago and it was incredible.
It was, but now you also have to interact with me on a personal level.
What, like relationship stuff?
No, like being a decent fucking human being, Kenneth.
Okay, you're right.
I know I'm right. Is it really that difficult for you?
No, it's just...
What?
Weird.
It wasn't weird 5 minutes ago.
Well, we were... I played through it.
Like the orchestra on the stern of the Titanic.
Brooke?
Yeah.
What?
Nothing. What?
You said, yeah, really weird.
I did not say it weird.
Like, yeah, that's weird.
I didn't mean it to be weird.
Well then stop acting so...
Please stop. Don't say it, Kenny.
I'm not saying anything. What am I saying?
You can treat me like a hysterical little girl who's got the vapors, all you want.
You really feel okay about doing all this? You don't feel the slightest bit of guilty about fucking each other behind his back?
I think he's seeing someone.
You do?
Yeah.
Based on what?
A feeling.
Are you fucking...
I'm not fucking... Whatever. When you know, you know.
So he must know that we are...
No, he doesn't.
You did.
It's more of a girl thing.
Okay, so even if he is, does that make what we're doing any better?
Kenneth, you can't take the high road and the low road at the same time.
Feeling bad about it should make something of a difference, shouldn't it?
It should, I guess. What? But it doesn't.
You can't just forget about someone anymore.
What?
It is impossible to escape them. We live 3,000 miles away, but you could look him up in the internet in seconds from a piece of plastic and know exactly what he's been doing or what he's been doing without you.
And
how can you expect to focus on building a life when someone who was so important to yours in the past is always there, somehow reminding you of what could have been?
Whose life are we talking about
here? Mine!
Okay.
But also yours, a bit.
I was thinking about ours, mostly.
Why?
Why? Because I want to know what we're doing.
We're not doing anything.
We're not? We slept together. We are sleeping together. We're going out to dinner right now, aren't we? I don't know. I'm still grappling with...
Well, are you suggesting we...
Why don't you text him if you're so concerned about his well-being?
Well, I thought about that, and for some reason...
You're afraid he'll ignore you too, right?
Sure. You're afraid he's seeing someone else.
Yeah.
See, that's what gets me. Where do you think this is going? How do you think that this is going to end up? You just have Skype sex for the rest of your life with him?
Gross, like we've never done that.
Then what do you have there anyway?
I mean, the Wi-Fi in my apartment, for one, he'd wind up with a frozen still of a nipple on his laptop. You're trying to get me to break up with him.
I'm trying to get you to come to terms with reality.
You seem to be pretty adept at ignoring the fact that you slept with your best friend's girlfriend, so I wouldn't throw stones if
I were
you.
Are you his girlfriend?
Are you his friend?
We're never going to be able to talk about anything else, are we?
What, the guilt?
Yes.
We've talked about other stuff.
Oh, you're right, though we've mostly had sex.
I didn't say that.
You implied it.
I think we talk about it because it's somehow a solve to the notion that we might just be bad people.
Are we?
If you're not admitting it, you're probably worse than you thought.
So, what you're saying is we should not do this.
I'm not saying that, but yeah, I think so.
Wow. Not one of my finest days, I'll say that much.
Well, everyone has a rough patch.
It feels like mine has lasted several millennia.
Patches have ends.
Sure. I really appreciate you trying this again, Robert. This whole friends thing, I mean, I know I came off as...
the superior judgmental asshole.
Why not?
I'm a believer in second chances, and that something else was probably going on behind the scenes.
There, but the grace of God go you. But yeah, I'm pretty broken up about it.
Are you being sarcastic?
No.
You flipped from giving the grace of God that, so...
about Lucy and I, yeah, I'm pretty broken up about it.
Well, it's a good sign if you're feeling something about it instead of, you know, being, you know, what you were like before.
Yeah.
How long did it last?
About 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
How did it,
Well, she came over and we, you know...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have to talk about that if you
no,
really want
okay.
to.
No, it's okay.
So...
that's exactly what she said.
So.
Yeah.
This is a nice bed.
Yeah.
And a nice apartment.
Thanks.
Is this eggshell?
It was that bad, huh?
No. No, it wasn't that bad.
God.
Don't be like this.
Just sort of bad?
That's not what I mean.
Did you come?
No.
Lucy.
I was really close. Wait, it's my fault?
No, no, of course not. It's okay.
Thanks for your permission.
What time is it?
It's about 4:30.
How's your new place?
It's got four walls and a roof. I eat my lean cuisines on the floor. My clothes are in four suitcases stacked in a closet.
How do you like L.A.?
Okay, I can't do this.
What?
This, you trying to force after sex talk with me. It's like watching an injured baby bird try to fly.
I'm not forcing anything.
Maybe this was a mistake.
Already? It's only been one time.
Still, you'd think...
that it would be flawless, perfect love from the moment our eyes met on the West Coast. What?
No, but a feeling...
we should have gotten drunk first.
There, that's a beautiful sentiment.
You're giving up on this already.
What is this anyway? You want a date? You want me to be your girlfriend already?
I didn't say that.
I also didn't say that stuff when we were talking for all those months.
Yeah, and...
and I'm a lot different in person than you remember, right?
No, I'm...
sometimes the texting and the IM stuff doesn't translate. I don't know.
We talked on the phone. It was great.
Frankly, I'm pretty surprised you're suddenly fighting so hard for this.
What do you mean?
You were always cautious and distant when I was living in New Jersey. Well, see what happens. I'm not sure if I'm ready for a relationship yet. And now we fucked once, and you want to get a mortgage and 2.5 kids?
That's not what I'm saying.
Come on. I don't believe in unrequited love.
That's insane.
Two people are either a match or they aren't. You can always feel it. Deep down, are you really that enraptured by me? Or am I just something to do out here between your days of not doing anything?
That's not what it is.
What are you doing out here, Dana? You've been living here how long?
A while.
How have you been doing it?
I made a lot of money working on Wall Street, and I didn't spend much of it. I don't need to work for a while.
No, I mean, how are you doing this? Just being aimless. What do you do all day? You wake up and do what?
I try not to think about it.
Think about what?
Anything.
Why did you leave?
Leave New York? I wasn't happy. I didn't like working for a bank. I didn't like pushing numbers around. I didn't like being squished on a hot subway car. I didn't like feeling alone in a huge crowd. I didn't like spending time with people I only saw as objects. I didn't like speaking small talk and feeling like in my head I was screaming into a hurricane. I didn't like counting down the hours until I got older and whatever shred of youthful optimism that expected to change just faded away. But mostly I didn't like the subway. I didn't like that too much. I'd rather be in my car and have my own music and air conditioning and such.
You really felt like that?
Sometimes.
And you thought moving here would make you happy?
Yeah. But it turns out that the world isn't all that different 3,000 miles away.
You know what the common denominator with all those problems is, right?
Yeah.
And did you ever think that maybe...
yeah, Yeah, I have.
Were you expecting someone? Should I go?
No, it's probably just Andy. She borrowed my headphones to use at the gym like 2 weeks ago, and she said she'd bring them by today.
Well, maybe I should go.
I guess.
I'll get dressed.
And that's when I showed up.
Impeccable timing, Andy.
It actually was. I didn't want to deal with that awkward half-hug goodbye embrace thing as Lucy walked out the door.
And boy, did she beat it.
I'm really glad you came to this. I appreciate your contribution.
I just wanted to see the great healing in person.
There's no great healing going on.
There's a bit of it.
Fine.
So what are you going to do now?
Looking into financial services again.
Really?
My job doesn't have to be my life. I wasn't unhappy with it. I just had this unrealistic expectation that I should be over the moon about my work. There should be other things that make it worth living, right?
Are you asking me?
Sure.
Maybe.
Thanks.
Is New Dana going to have a lot of these quasi-nihilistic soliloquies?
It's been an ongoing process of reevaluation. Sometimes I guess I do that.
Better than being silent and miserable. Speaking of which, are your ex and your friend going to be a thing?
I don't know. I haven't talked to them in a while.
Cutting them out?
No, they're just not as significant in my life anymore. I don't begrudge them for what happened, as pretty much I did the same thing to her, but...
You didn't do anything to him?
I should have done a better job of maintaining our friendship. I was the one who left.
Wow, taking responsibility and everything.
How awful was I the last time we met up?
Well, you weren't great, let's say that.
To new beginnings, then.
We're gonna cheers?
Please, no.
Yeah, why not? I feel good about where things are.
You're drinking wine.
So?
I don't know. You don't think it's kind of homoerotic?
I was going to say cheesy, but go ahead. Take the hate speech route.
It's not hate speech. It's just...
See, it's nerve-wracking, right? And why should we even care? We're not.
Homophobes, I know. It's that internalized heteronormative definition of masculinity or something.
And there's a girl here, so...
So screw it. To new beginnings.
I feel good about this. For the first time in a really, really long time. I feel good about where things are going and about not living behind a bunch of double talk and excuses.
Yeah. I guess the new beginnings thing is the best way to tell you this.
What?
Wait, you haven't told him?
Not exactly, no.
Told me what?
My firm offered me a promotion in Seattle. And, I took it.
So what does that mean?
It means that I moved to Seattle in 3 weeks.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I mean, it has been cool hanging out with you, and you seem like a normal sentient person now.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I have family in L.A., so I'm here a lot, and Seattle's not that far.
Yeah, don't worry. It's cool. I understand.
I figure you, of all people, must know how to handle the long-distance thing, right? You learned a lot.
Here we go again.
What?
Yeah, I do know. Everything will turn out fine.
It has to.
It will.
It has to, right? Dana?
Sure thing.
Moving On was recorded in two parts. Some parts were recorded on January 31, 2016 in Los Angeles, featuring Johanna Middleton, Martine Moore, Blaine Vidros, and Mo Abulzeilof. It was directed by Robert Dowling and sound engineered by Leisha Brown. Other parts were recorded on February 17 in New York City, featuring Cameron Hebb and Casey Shane. It was directed by Lacey Keane and sound engineered by Liz Regan. Moving On was written by Kevin Slack, sound editing by Liz Regan, sound design by Tyler Grimes. Moving On was a DTC radio production. My name is Pip Gengenbach, and it has been a pleasure to enjoy this story with you. You can like Distilled Theater Company on Facebook, and for behind-the-scenes photos, follow us on Instagram at Distilled Theater. Austin Tedesco, get well soon. And until next time, good night, Laura Dern, wherever you are.